Hi, California Ag Industry. This is Sean Haynes here with the Ag Center. Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays on KMJ's Ag Hour at 5 a.m. for California's weekly commodity and market price updates. You can also visit theagcenter.com for more information and detail on these reports.
Dairy prices continue to fall a little bit this week, down to about $17.56 average for the next 6 months. A lot of this really falling on non-tradable goods. I look at butter markets, butter, everybody's worried about butter coming on with all this extra cream volume, but butter hasn't actually showed up yet. Exports are 200% over last year while inventories are down. But we also, despite that, we see this drop in butter prices. Same thing's kind of happened with cheese. Cheese volumes are up about 0.9%. For the first time in 17 months, they've been up. Domestic demand's been a little bit lackluster. But again, export volumes have been greater than that increase in volumes coming on. But everybody's worried about it, and it's been pushing the prices down. We're still competitively priced in the world market, about 35 cents per pound cheaper, and we'll have to see how that plays out, but consequently it's been pushing the dairy prices down. Feed prices on the dairy side stay pretty consistent. Test hay anywhere from $250 to $280 market. Hulls about $75 to $80 in the north market, $85 to $92, a little bit of increase in the south market as guys kind of load up for the winter. Silage prices stayed about consistent for the year, as cheap as $40 up in the north in the Delta, all the way up to $62 in the south down by Tulare area. A lot of that pricing difference is really just water and distance to the dairy when they're shipping the feed. That being consistent has kept feed prices low, and the only other bright spot on the dairy side is the fact that these guys are making so much money on the beef income. Call prices remain high at the $1.60 to $1.70 range due to these import restrictions with Brazil keeping the ground beef market high, and the fact that these guys are just keeping the cows longer, having an older herd because of the lack of heifers to replace them. And that is also playing into the overall beef market. Beef on dairy cross calves at 450 pounds were about $5.65 this week per December delivery, $5.45 per pound for current month delivery, and a lot of pressure putting on by the Overland sale, which pushed up the beef calf prices at the dairy side to $14.50 this week. Holstein bull calves at $900 with Angus on Jersey cross calves at $8.50. I don't see a lot of relief coming on the beef side. There's no cattle coming on. You got restrictions for cattle coming into the U.S. Because of trade, and then you also have the screwworm issue down in Mexico pushing that as well. About 20-25% of all the cattle on feed this month are dairy on beef cross calves. It's really taking a big section of the market out, and it's really kind of at least providing some availability of cattle for these plants to have. I think at the long range, until you start seeing some native cattle get retained, which really hasn't happened at all yet, especially when you're looking at feed costs, feed placements in the feed yards at 38% heifers. There's no real relief in sight for the next couple of years on that side. Crop prices, almonds continue to push up as this crop comes in. Hulls look like they're predominantly heavier than ever expected, which is decreasing the amount of kernel weights coming off. Prices have pushed up into the 235 to 250 blend range. Some people calling for that to move up another 10 to 20 cents before the year's out. A lot of light carry-in from last year's crop to support the kind of the bridge between the two crops there, as well as the fact that buyers aren't sitting a whole lot of inventory, and that's scaring folks a little bit. Tomato harvest in full swing. Prices are pretty good on the contract side at $109 per ton. Anything on the overage side, however, is as somebody reaches their contract limit, as going to get paid out about $20 per ton minus harvest costs. A lot of folks aren't going to make money at that. But on the backside, the crop price with the good yields this year are going to help kind of alleviate some of that problem. Just kind of a little soapbox talk. A lot of folks don't understand that even with a decent crop price, crop expenses continue to climb over the past few years. A lot of folks had been farming tomatoes, say, for example, $2,800 per ton a few years ago, and we're sitting at $5,000 a ton now for these same tomatoes, despite the fact the price has gone down on a per ton basis. So it's going to put some continued pressure on growers as we go forward. That's what I got this week for ag markets. Thanks.
Want to get your brand in front of California's agricultural community? Sponsor a segment like this on the Ag Center News. Reach growers and industry leaders with your message. Contact us today to secure your spot.